قوانين ومشاريع ركزت على أمور معينة اللي هي الأخلاق.
Asila Al-Awadi is running for a parliamentary seat. She is a university professor of philosophy at Kuwait University. She says it is time to see reform in Kuwait, and no one is going to stop her from running for parliament.
Well, I think women has to have a seat in parliament. It's about time that women have a role in politics in general. And practically speaking, a woman should have a representation in the parliament. This is one reason. Another reason, I think I'm capable of maybe doing something different in the parliament, given my credentials.
Some members of Kuwait's Islamic Salafi political party have called for a boycott of women candidates on the ground that political offices are reserved for men only, according to their interpretation of Islam. Walid Al-Tabtabe is a Salafi political member who's a candidate for the elections. He says having women in positions of power goes against the teachings of Islam. He says they are opposed to women being a member of parliament for religious reasons, because all the prophets are men and not women for good reason. And Islam says the burden of office is too great for women. According to the Kuwait Times, only 19 of the registered 282 candidates are women, down from 28 who registered last year and 31 in 2006. Kuwait gave women the right to vote and run for office in 2005. Kuwait's National Assembly was dissolved in March after tensions between the legislative and executive powers. It is the third election in as many years. Abdul Mohamed Turaji is running as an independent in the elections. He says fundamentalists are simply attacking female candidates because they are afraid of losing power. He says these people are afraid of women because they are worried that they will get a position in the parliament. He says he is sure that some women will get seats, and he supports that. He says he wants the parliament to be more balanced. Azil Al-Awadi agrees that slurs against her and other female candidates are politically motivated.
It is social and political, you know, reasons behind their attack on women candidates in general, particularly me. So I think there is some threat on their political agenda by having some female candidates really doing good in this election and having chances to win.
Though no female candidates have ever won a seat in Kuwait's parliament, Al-Awadi is not dissuaded. She says she's hoping to make history. Mandy Clark, VOA News, Kuwait City.